It's building the relationship. And it's, you know, we just had a client the other day that got engaged, moved into their house, and they just got engaged. And we're just so excited for them because that was their goal. We want to get married in the backyard. And we were actually able to make that happen. So, you know, as a family, we do that together. When people, when I tell people that I work with my son and he's going to be reaching out to go over the processing, they're like, oh my God, that's awesome.
So what happens when your business partner is also your mom? In this episode, we're sitting down with one of the most dynamic family teams in the mortgage business, Deanne, the mortgage mom, Kitsaros, and her son, Tom Kitsaros. And from the kitchen table conversations to next level client conversations and events, they've built something truly special at Greentree Mortgage, a partner of HMA Mortgage. So today we're talking legacy, leadership, and how AI, yes, AI, hot topic for everybody, is helping them do it all. Let's get into it. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Rachel. Hi, Corinne. Thank you for having us.
Oh, we were so excited, right, Rachel? We talked about this. We're like, we can't wait to have the mother-son team on Lending Leadership, the Creative Brief. You know, I got to know, you know, first off, you know, how did you guys get started in the business? Give us a little background and history.
Tom, you want to go first? Or?
Well, it starts with you. I mean, it starts with you. So I'll jump in.
I just want to make sure. That's all. I want to make sure it starts with me. That's all. So way back when, probably about 20 some years ago, I was in the catering business with my husband. We owned a company called Elite Catering. And I was just done with catering, dealing with the brides as lovely as they are. It just, everything just became bridezilla. So my husband decided, he went to a meeting and we also had a check cashing business at the time. And he came back from a meeting and he walked in the office and he said, you have to meet this guy. This is totally up your alley. You are going to love this. And it was actually a gentleman that owned a mortgage company. So I went, met with him, and that's really how it began. My husband introduced me to this person, and the next day I went and got my license and studied, got my license, and then have been in the business for over 20 years since then. I mean, I started when I was 11, so...
I'll be quiet on that one.
Yes, thank you. But I just fell in love with the business, just being able to help people. And it was a lot different than, you know, how do we fold the napkin and what's on the menu for today? Mm-hmm. Given the fact that I have trouble boiling water, but I did design all the menus. So it was a good fit for me to get into this business. And I just hit the ground running and have loved it ever since.
I love that. You know, it's pretty funny. You would think catering business to mortgage business, there's nothing in common, but actually there's a lot in common. You know, you're in the service business. You have to know people. You have to be able to work under pressure and figure something out on the fly. So there's probably more similarities than you would even think.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And what happened was, you know, obviously we had COVID. My son was graduating college at the time and had moved back home. And we were in a really big refi boom at that time. And Tom sat across the desk from me and just absorbed everything. I mean, when I say everything, we'll have conversations now and I'll be like, Tom, how did you even know what to say? And he's like, Mom, I've been listening to you since I was 2 years old.
Yeah, taking applications long before I graduated college and stuff, just hearing her even on vacations, you know, stepping out at dinner, whatever it is. But I mean, that was really how I got into it. Was I got my license like junior year of college. I think that was like 2014, maybe. No, 2017, probably. Yeah, around 2017. And then just kind of closed a deal or two, like to have money to go to the bar, I guess, like just to have a little paycheck for something. And then COVID happened, was graduated for business marketing, and then had to go home. And I was like, I have no clue what I'm going to do. Like, I didn't do any internships. There's no jobs because everything shut down. So I was like, you know, I have my license. Let's give this mortgage thing a crack. And like, you know, obviously COVID was awful, but I mean, blessing that I got to, you know, I'll say trapped in with my mom at home and just listen and learn. And, yeah, it was a good time to get in the business, obviously with the rates low too. So deers were jumping in the back of the truck for sure.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it's kind of neat to start off at that time, right? But then you're starting on the upside, right? Realizing that there's other periods of business, right, Tom?
Yeah, we had to do a big shift, big shift.
That's amazing. And just cool, like how, you know, COVID obviously was a change for everybody, a dramatic change, but how you two kind of turned it into the start of a new chapter that's now flourishing for you. Yeah. How is the mother-son dynamic working? I mean, I've got to hear about this, guys, right? Like, first of all, Dan's built this awesome brand with the Mortgage Mom, and it really fits, you know, you two working together. But tell us a little bit about that. I mean, you know, as you pointed out earlier, Dan, does Tom get grounded if he does something wrong with a file? I've got to hear more.
Well, I was Mortgage Mom before Tom got into the business. Okay. But he's definitely enhanced it and it makes a lot more sense. But I had a client that I was helping them with their credit and they didn't do exactly what I had said. And I kind of nicely yelled at them a little bit. They're like, oh my God, you sound like my mom. You're like the Mortgage Mom. And I'm like, you know what? I am. And then it just stuck. I just went with it. And people, you know, you would think people would say, well, that sounds kind of corny, but it's people have embraced it. So we just went with it. And then it became Team Mortgage Mom once Tom came aboard. But, you know, it's a great dynamic. I mean, I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. I don't know how he feels, but, you know, now that we don't live together anymore, it's an opportunity to talk to him 17, 18 times a day and, you know, would be in his company and go to networking events. The only thing that's a little awkward is when we do go to networking events, people will introduce us. This is Tom and Deanne Katsaris. And then Tom will go into one direction and I'll go into the other direction. And somebody else, where's your husband? Oh, my husband's home. He didn't come to this event. You just walked in with, I'm like, that's my son.
That's a compliment for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dan, that's going to make you feel good. You're like, listen, I'm still looking good here.
And when we're out too, like I don't know. I definitely like the whole Team Mortgage Mom brand. Obviously, like love working with my mom. I mean, I call her Deanne when we're out. Like when we're out at a networking event or whatever, I'm like, Deanne, like, dude, isn't that your mom? I'm like, yeah, but I don't know, I didn't want to like make it seem like weird or anything. I just wanted to say Deanne and keep it professional. But if they embrace the mom thing, I'm embracing the mom thing all day because we're crushing it, helping a lot of people. And even at the dinner table when I was living at home, she's like, what's up with this borrower? What's going on with this person? And it was nonstop. It was absolutely nonstop.
I have learned when we're out or when we're having dinner it took a long time because I'm obsessive when it comes to the buyers and the pipeline and I got to know. And I just, you know, I feel like I just capture him and get an opportunity to ask about every single borrower. So I'm going to say within the last year, I've gotten a lot better where every time I see him, I'm not asking about business. It's hard, but I'm really working on it. The upside to that is when we go on vacation, I get to relax now. And I'm like, Tom, you got this? Tom, you got this?
Fabulous, Dan. Fabulous. You can delegate that off while you're sitting on the beach, right?
I'm on the beach just with a laptop. Yeah.
But you can do it. You can do it, right. Al. It's kind of awesome.
No, but it's certainly a blessing to be able to work with your son. I wouldn't have it any other way. And the fact that he is as compassionate and passionate about wanting to help people and guide people and come from that mortgage advisory standpoint, you can't teach anybody that, right? You really can't. And he has it. He has what it takes. And I just can't wait to see what's going to happen, you know, 10 years from now when I'm completely retired and he takes, did I say that out loud? No, but now even realtors that I've been dealing with for maybe 5 years or whatever, like, is Tom around? Like, I'm here. No, I'd rather talk to Tom. I'm like, all right, yeah, he's here.
That's great. That's great, though. But, you know, I'm curious because with a lot of teams, you know, when you're building a team, we've talked about this on the show and on the podcast many times, where you want to surround yourself with people that kind of fill in the gaps with your strengths and weaknesses. So maybe fill an area that you're not as good at. How did it work between the two of you? You seem very similar in some areas, but then you seem very different in others. How is that dynamic of first starting to actually work together?
Tom, I won't get mad. You can answer this.
Well, I mean, I think on the sales end of side of things, we're both very similar with the way that we approach talking to people, helping people, explaining things to people. But then when it comes down to guidelines and programs and, you know, calculating stuff, I think that's kind of where I brought more to the table on that end, so that she can go out and sell more, because that's really like her superpower is out there shaking hands, kissing babies, doing that thing. So, you know, when I'm able to really get them in the door, kind of go over numbers with them, make sure they're happy, comfortable with the monthly payment, cash to close looks good, you know, have a game plan to get them out there shopping. That's kind of where, you know, I take over and I'm like, look, go get the next one. Go keep bringing them in and I'll keep knocking them down. I mean, that's kind of how we roll. And now we have a team going and building on different fronts so that I can now get out there bringing them in too. I think once that happens, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Once that happens, it's definitely going to get to a different level, because Tom's superpower is, I mean, he's friendly, he's nice, and people love talking to him, and he has patience and he truly cares. I mean, this all sounds corny, but it's true. I mean, I can't wait for us to get to the next level and he's out there as well. Just kissing babies and shaking hands.
That's awesome.
Or yeah. Shaking babies and kissing hands, as I like to say.
That's Rachel's saying. I was going to say it, but I feel like I was going to mess it up and actually say the correct way. So I just said something.
I don't know if you can take baby and shake in the same sentence. I don't know if you can do that. It's just one of those things. You know, but jokes aside, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you guys build off of each other's strengths really well. And you're looking for that kind of that next level of how to pivot. But where it feels like it really all started was, you know, family values and treating everybody like family. I know you've mentioned that in the past, to me, Deanne. Can you guys tell me a little bit more about that and kind of your process and how you work with clients and how you want it to be a family experience?
Do you want to start that, Tom, or you want?
No, go ahead.
So in the beginning, I mean, a lot of times I would take the application, do the loan consultation, and it wasn't, you know, we came from an area of, it's not what's your name, what's your date of birth, what's your social, you know, we wanted to help people reach their goals. And the market that we're in is first time home buyers. So we want to take it from an area of, you know, what is your goal? Where do you see yourself from 5 years? How much do you have in savings? What's your retirement? It's a lot more of planning than just asking them what they want their monthly payment to be, which most of the time they're not sure. So we take them through the whole process from beginning to end, and we want them to be our client for life. And when anybody's at the water cooler or the kitchen table talking about mortgages, we want them to think of us. And again, it's building the relationship, and it's, you know, we just had a client the other day that got engaged, moved into their house, and they just got engaged. And we're just so excited for them because that was their goal. We want to get married in the backyard, and we were actually able to make that happen. So, you know, as a family, we do that together. When I tell people that I work with my son and he's going to be reaching out to go over the processing, they're like, oh my God, that's awesome. So, I mean, you just can't describe the feeling. And I'm so proud of what he's done and who he's become. And like we said, we're just getting started. This is just the beginning.
That's really special. I mean, I think some families know, okay, this dynamic is not going to work. I want to continue to have a great relationship with my mom or dad, so I am not going to work with them. But when it does work, it is so dynamic, so special. You really do bring people into the family. And yeah, that probably helps people feel very at ease when they hear that it's a mother-son team.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know of many people that are in that position. It's cool.
It's definitely an icebreaker too. I mean, when people hear that, it's like the first thing you end up talking about, and then you ease into like the date of birth, name, at like all of that stuff. So it's a good way to kind of feel more as like a person instead of just like a robot over the phone, just asking questions. So yeah, it's a good segue and icebreaker too.
It also helps to build, I think, a little bit more trust and confidence, you know, knowing that we're in this together. It's definitely a plus.
Yeah, I can absolutely see that. I want to pivot a little bit and talk about some cool things that you've done, some cool things coming up. You know, I know you have an AI event coming up, and you've kind of pivoted into some really unique ideas for events. Talk to me about where that came from. You know, that's not the typical that most people would hear. Oh, a mortgage loan officer is hosting an event on AI. Like, how does that fit together? Yeah. Talk to me just about that transition and kind of breaking out of the mold in a different way.
So I think being in the catering business had a lot to do with that, because we did a lot of events from, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles training camp to weddings and bar mitzvahs, and you know, everything was always a party. And I just think there was a lot of events that we did that brought value. I mean, I'm not going to lie. We've had some events that didn't go so well. Tom and I decided to do an event on a golf course. And one of our...
Tom's laughing.
Our tag here was...
Story here. There's a story.
So, yeah, we should bring it up.
So, huh? What'd you say?
I can't believe you're bringing it up, but I know. I'm down.
It's funny. And then
let's do it.
But yeah. We had a table set up on a golf course where three holes came together. We had mortgage mom tablecloth. We had signs and balloons. And we did, our slogan was take a shot, make a shot, give us a shot on your next deal. So the event was all realtors. So they would come up to our table, they would take a shot. They would tee off, which would be make a shot, and then give us a shot on your next deal. We wanted, you know, to talk business about them. So what happened was Tom was actually playing, and his girlfriend and I set up the table. And probably about a half hour into it, my husband calls on the phone and he says, I just want to make sure you have a pitcher of water, because everybody's going to come up and ask you to do a shot with them. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't know if I'm supposed to do a shot.
I heard from like other people that I was messing and golfing with that, like, your mom's hammered. So I like stopped golfing, took the cart, went to go, you know, see them, and like they're dancing, they're hanging out with everybody. I'm like, I guess I'm driving home now. Yes.
All right, but how many shots did they give you at the business? I'm sure you got business out of that, because it was just.
Oh yeah, we definitely got business. It was worth it. I mean, and even the pictures alone, because people stopped golfing and just hung out at our table.
Yeah, nobody golfed anymore. It was like a party on.
It just turned into a big party.
It was crazy. And do not go searching for those pictures, please.
That is a good one. That's a really good one, Nan. I mean, I was thinking about your bridal experience with these events, and, you know, what have you learned from that you've carried into this? Like, as you've come up with different themes and ideas and what to do, what not to do, how has that experience helped you with events specifically? Because it's such a great way to make new connections, to bring more realtors in, to offer more value.
You really have to think outside the box and not, you know, you have to, number one, show value for your events. You have to give value, but you also have to do something that people actually want to show up and learn about. So even when we've done events where we've talked about the edge or the platinum pre-approval, there's always been some kind of twist. Like, we just did an event at the Union League that was so high energy. We got the light up things that you hold around. What are they called? Where you lights? Yeah. We did dance. We did an intro. It was high energy, and people laughed, and people talk about how silly we looked at the event. But it's something you know, that they remember. So it was a good experience. But as far as like the wedding, I used to go to all the bridal shows, and I used to have a big blow up money machine where people would put their hands in it and the money would fly around and they would collect the money. And however much money they collected is how much we would give off their closing costs. So it was really great, but it was a little premature because the brides were more interested in the floral arrangement and the DJ, and the men were interested on, you know, what football game was on. So we stopped doing the bridal shows. but Tommy did a bridal show once. You remember the bridal show we did together?
Yeah, I didn't even know what a bridal show was. I was like, what do you mean? Like, they people come and you walk around at different tables? Like, where are the husbands there? I didn't get it at all. I did not get it. But we did go. It was all right. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
It was the last one we ever did.
We got another one.
It was the last one we ever did.
But I'm watching the football game. I mean, how am I going to?
Exactly my point. But we do have an upcoming event in September 24th, which is AI. And I went to Naples, Florida, and spent 3 days with the people that are hosting this event. They're personal friends of mine, Stacy and Bruno. And it is amazing in our business what we can learn and how we can shorten the time of doing things with AI. I still want to take applications. I still want to talk to clients. You know, AI is not going to take that away from us anyway, but the emails and the follow-ups and just the knowledge and the social media is just, it's unbelievable. They made me, 2 days ago, they turned me into Matrix. Like, I am literally a Matrix on Facebook. And again, I just want to be different. I just want people to, you know, see what's happening and learn from this, because branding your business, getting leads, helping buyers, I mean, AI is where it's at.
Yeah, that's something that I'm really glad you said that. It's something we're trying to hammer into people and really get them to understand, like, you can do an event that's maybe a typical event, but do it differently. Right. And especially in the AI world, like, it's not going away. And part of it's terrifying. A lot of it's terrifying, but there is an amazing aspect that it does streamline your business. You don't have to get stuck in the tasks that you don't want to do.
Right.
The monotonous stuff. Yeah. You can set that automation. I'm excited for this event. I'm excited to learn more. I feel like every time I feel like I've even just broken off a piece of the AI puzzle, you go to a different event or you hear another piece of information, you're like, wow, this is, there's so much you can do with it that can just help you to focus on the things that you love to do.
Exactly. And, you know, Tom and I come from a place of being a resource too. So if somebody has a question that has to do with their finances or their mortgage or, you know, anything, we want to be a resource for the realtors and also for our clients. So I think this is just one more tool that we'll be able to give them.
I like that. I think it's also, you know, with AI, it can feel overwhelming for many getting started. So, you know, as you kind of pointed out, Rachel, just breaking off a piece of the puzzle, learning a new couple concepts at a time, and then layering on that and making sure you're making AI a priority in your schedule. Maybe you're taking an online course or going to an event. It's the best way that we can all keep learning together. So we're all upping our game in each department and focusing on the things we like to do.
Yep.
So everything can become more efficient. I think efficiency is a really big word that's going to be tied to AI as we keep adding more layers.
Agreed. I mean, I spent a couple minutes yesterday trying to figure out how to word an email.
Yeah.
And I said, what am I doing?
Why am I doing this?
Let me just put it in ChatGPT. Not only did I get the email, but it filled in all of the details for me. Like, it actually said, oh, you mean your event on September 24th? I was like, oh my God.
But my favorite is when you do something like that, Dan, and then it asks you, do you want this too? You want me to make this in bullet points, or do you want me to show you why? And I'm like, oh, actually, yeah, I do want that. I might have went in and not even realized. I'm like, yeah, I want it that way too, for a different reason or a different piece of collateral I'm working on, or in our world, in marketing world. It's so helpful to just, I have the tab up every day. I'm always popping over to it every day and using it more and more. But then I'm online and I see, you know, these videos coming out and stuff. I'm like, oh, we've got to be in video courses. We've got to be in this. It's just going to keep going.
You're right.
So we have to keep learning together.
Yeah, for sure. I sent Tommy an email for our meeting that we have two meetings a week with our team. And he said, what did you say?
I was like, you definitely ChatGPT'd this. I mean, there's no way this didn't go in there. But you could tell too from the font. It wasn't the context. It was just the style. It was the style.
Whatever.
But like, I think that it's a value game changer. Like if you, as a referral partner, if we're trying to work with referral partners or they're trying to work with a new buyer or any client in any industry, I mean, it just gives so much value that if, you know, somebody that maybe doesn't have access or doesn't know how to use it, I mean, you know, you can really articulate the value to your client to show like, hey, this is who I want to be working with. This is the value that they give me instead of them questioning it and, you know, not kind of receiving a full commission or even something like that. Like, I think using AI can really show somebody like, hey, this person I'm working with is a professional in the market, knows the area. Technology-wise, they know what's going on and really articulate to them that, hey, this is the value and I want to work with this person. So we want to help people be able to kind of put that on their tool belt. And when they go out there, talk to clients, talk to buyers, talk to people who want to refinance, this person can give unlimited amounts of value.
That's pretty cool. I was actually talking with a realtor the other day and to your point, you know, kind of opening doors that you didn't even know you needed to be open. And she said to me, she said, Google reviews are kind of dead. Everyone, they told us to go through, or I guess Zillow reviews. And ChatGPT doesn't always index those kinds of reviews. So now people are not going to Google as often. They're going straight to ChatGPT or some kind of AI platform and asking who's the best realtor to use in fill in the blank for your area. Right. And ChatGPT, unlike Google, doesn't give you a whole list of different links. It usually gives you one or two resources.
Yeah.
So how can you harness the capability of ChatGPT to make sure that you're the one that shows up? And there are ways to do that. And I hope at your event, we dive into that. I'm going to raise my hand and ask that question. But
we're definitely going to dive into that because it went from what they call an SEO to a GEO. So you're definitely going to learn about that at the event.
Yeah. We'll have to have you back on so you can give us some more intel. But I love the unique events and unique ideas and kind of going with the times and the trends and staying on top of it. That's such an added value.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? We can't end without bringing this one piece up, Tom, and you have to help me with this, but you know, my husband, is a big part of this as well. And you know, because he hears all the conversations at the kitchen table, which again, I'm trying not to talk about as much. But it's funny because he'll want to jump into the conversation or give his opinion. And Tom and I just look at each other like, yeah, no.
I think he feels like he's in like a mortgage reality TV show, like on Netflix.
He really does. He probably does.
And he'll walk in and be like, no, you got to call them back right now and tell them this. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? He's the wild card. He's definitely the wild card for our team mortgage mom. I mean, he's part of it. I mean,
he's totally not part of it. He's mortgage dad.
And he wants to be a part of it. I could see how that would be like, you guys have this inside track and all this work you're doing together. And he's like, wait a minute, I have a different perspective on this. And I want to be heard too. I think that's awesome. That's a cool kind of twist and fun family dynamic. And I get where you're coming from too, Deanne. You know, my husband works upstairs. I'm downstairs in our remote location here at my home, Collegeville, PA, not far from you guys. And we'll talk business a lot in the evening and stuff. I'm like, well, why are we? Because we'd like to talk business. We used to work together. But I'm like, you really need to come. Like, let's talk about other stuff. We're talking about business a lot. So I could see how in your world, especially doing business together in the same category, working on clients together, you have to remind yourself what else is going on? What do we have this weekend? Personal matters and parties and things just for us, so it doesn't monopolize the conversation every time, right?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, because my husband is the one that owned the catering business. So okay. I did sales for the catering yeah. business, and just it was the same dynamic. You know, you just have to stop, and it has to be a balance. But
it's business 24/7. I mean, people walk in the house and hear them talking, and it's like some people that maybe haven't grown up with that are like, come on, like it's Saturday, like we're at the pool, like we're hanging out, but it's nonstop. What's the next move? How are we going to help somebody with this? How are we going to fix? Like, it's always just kind of getting better.
We're always on.
They're always.
But I mean, people say, what do you do for a hobby? And I'm like, mortgages.
I was just, you guys are infectious. I can feel the passion through the screen and recording this podcast. I can feel your passion, right? I mean, your clients are lucky. Your realtor partners are lucky to have you guys. I can feel the passion. So
we're just cool. as lucky. So we definitely appreciate exactly. that.
If you're thinking about expanding your team, maybe working with a family member, I think you should reach out to Deanne and Tom and just get some insider insight. But, you know, partnering with people that you trust and just getting more creative with your marketing like they've done and kind of branched out. I encourage you to take a page from their playbook. And where's a good place that people can find you guys? I mean, I think you're out there everywhere, all the socials, right?
Yeah, we're definitely out there. We have a Mortgage Mom Facebook page. I'm on Mortgage Mom Minute as far as Instagram. See, I remembered it, Tom.
Right.
Is there any? I'm so not techie. I'm learning, but I'm not that techie. But yeah, or just give us a call. You know, just look me up. Deanne Kitsaris, Mortgage Mom. Tom Kitsaris.
Yeah, we got to put our number somewhere in the link or tag us in something. I think that would
yeah, we'll be tag best, you.
Yeah.
We'll tag yeah. you so you can find them easily. But thanks, guys, for joining us. This has been great. We really appreciate your time. And this has been fun. You guys are fun.
It was fun.
Look, we got to give a shout out to you guys, Rachel and Kryn from the marketing team. I mean, you guys are awesome hosting these podcasts and even setting up the events and coming to the events and meeting our clients and agents and everything. So they love, you know, meeting you guys and knowing that we have a team that is, you guys are part of Team Mortgage Mom too. So we appreciate you guys and let's keep crushing it.
Oh, that's awesome, Tom. I feel like it all comes from, you know, the family values of what we learned in some of the storytelling today to the work family we have at Greentree Mortgage and HMA Mortgage. So I really appreciate you guys coming on. Everybody, if you could like, subscribe, follow. If you have any questions or more that you want to talk to Deanne and Tom about, we're going to make sure to include all of the contact information in the chat here. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.